You know, from time to time, I release an extra podcast during the week, and today's edition is certainly a very special one. The Al Franken podcast is so fortunate today to have a preview of Thursday evening's presidential debate. Both candidates, President Donald Trump and Vice President Joe Biden, have agreed to use our podcast to test out some of their respective strategies for the big event Thursday evening. Gentlemen, thank you for agreeing to spar, as it were, to go a couple rounds for my listeners as a teaser for the big event Thursday evening. Gentlemen?
Sleepy Joe.
Come on. I'm not in third grade, man. Nicknames. Come on. You want to do nicknames? Poke a porn star. Huh? Like that?
Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe.
Poke a porn star.
Sleepy Joe.
Poke a porn star.
Sleepy Joe.
Poke a
okay,
porn
star. Okay, gentlemen, gentlemen, please. Let's just begin with our first question, please. President Trump, you've tweeted about QAnon, a hate group which traffics in just the worst kind of spurious, hate-filled rumor mongering.
That was not a tweet. That was a retweet, Al. It's very different. So different. And all I know is that as an organization, QAnon is very, very anti-pedophilia. And pedophilia, which is a foot fetish. It's very sick, and they love
Al,
their feet.
Al, come on. The man doesn't know his Latin. No joke. Ped. It's a Latin root, meaning child. That's why doctors who take care of children are pediatricians, for God's sakes. A foot doctor is a podiatrist. Come on, let's get serious, folks. It's derived from a completely different root. I'm not kidding.
Well, I'm not kidding. And frankly, I don't know why we're talking about QAnon. Let's talk about the absolute worst, Al-Anon. I went to an Al-Anon meeting once because my brother Fred was a big alky, and he begged me to go. And I have to tell you, these people in Al-Anon, they're a bunch of losers, very angry people, very angry, very full of resentments.
Oh, come on, man. Folks, let's get real. It's a 12-step program. Everybody knows that. It's very helpful to a lot of people. The slogans, live and let die, progress, not perfection. Let go and let God keep coming back. That's great stuff. Help me. How do you think my dad lost his job? Been drinking. No joke here, folks. I lost my job, Joey. They fired me. But it's going to be okay, Joey, he told me. I got a drinking buddy in Wilmington. He'll get me a job. I swear. I'm not kidding, folks.
Okay, let's just change the subject. Mr. President, the debate commission wanted to do a virtual debate last week. Why didn't you agree to do it?
Because I was fine. I was totally fine. I had taken the Regenivir. I felt fantastic. The best I've ever felt in years. I lost 15 pounds. I'm back to my Stormy Daniels weight.
Let's get real. The man was shedding virus all over the place. We couldn't do a live debate. He was a super spreader, folks. No joke. Here's the deal, folks. Come on. Let's get real. Everyone would have gotten sick. Here's
not
the deal.
True.
You know the thing. You
got
to listen to the scientists.
Okay, gentlemen, let's go to healthcare, an issue of vital importance to every American.
I've got a plan, a great plan, one of the greatest. We're going to get rid of disastrous Obamacare, and we're going to replace it with a much better plan.
Folks, come on. Let's get real. That's not a plan.
I have a plan. I have a great plan.
Listen to him. His plan is to have a plan. Folks, that's not a plan.
You'll see it. Excuse me. You'll see it in 2 weeks on November 4th.
Okay, Mr. President, I think the American people have a right to hear the plan before the election.
It's a great plan. It's called pre-existing conditions. And they're totally covered. They're totally covered. And any condition you've had in the past, that's pre-existing, and it's covered. But also, and this is very new, I just came up with it, it's very revolutionary. Post-existing conditions covers anything, even conditions we've never heard of because they don't exist now. So say some weird guy in China buys a rabid muskrat in a wet market and eats it, you get a new disease in China, it's covered.
Oh, come on, folks. You just made that up.
So what? It's a beautiful... beautiful idea. Post-existing conditions. I love it.
Folks, Let's get real for a second, folks. Let's talk about the 45-year-old mother in Scranton, okay? She's got three kids. She lives in a six-floor walk-up, has three jobs and diabetes, but she can't afford her insulin. Come on.
We're going to grow the economy, and she's going to have five jobs. And it's
folks,
gonna be incredible.
That's a 200-hour work week. Come on. That's simply unsustainable.
She'd make so much money. She'll have insulin coming out of her ears, let me tell you. And that's a fact, Jack.
Come on. This is real people's lives.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Let's take a quick break. And we'll come back to talk about Hunter Biden.
Very corrupt individual. Very corrupt.
We're back for our exclusive Al Franken podcast debate preview with President Trump and Vice President Biden. I'd like to go to this report about Hunter Biden's computer files that seem to have been passed from the Russians to the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, can you believe that? They're passing off garbage from the Russians to attack my son. It's unconscionable. Mr. President. You should be ashamed.
You should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. And your son, Hunter, should be ashamed. Al, Al. It's all from Hunter Biden's laptop.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. He dropped it off at the computer repair shop 6 years ago in Kiev while in a drunken blackout, and he never picked it up. That's his fault.
Come on.
That's his fault.
No, come on. Here's the deal, folks. Here's the deal. Real deal. The fact is, number one, my son would never leave his laptop anywhere. That's not him. And by the way, that was a gift from me and Jill. And Jill and I discussed this. Mac or PC? Number two, Jill's had a PC. A Hewlett Packard, okay? He loved that thing. Number three, an HP ProBook 450. Believe me, he would never leave that in a repair shop,
well,
folks.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Joe, but he did. He did. In a drug and alcohol-fueled blackout.
That's not true.
And he did. He dropped off that HP 450 ProBook. A great computer, off at a computer repair store in Kiev in 2013, and he never picked it up.
Not true.
Then, when Rudy was in Kiev earlier this year doing his very necessary research on the Biden family corruption in Ukraine, Rudy spilled some of his coffee on his HP 450 ProBook, the great computer. Pure coincidence. And he took it into the same computer repair shop. And a week later, total big mix-up, the old switcheroo. Rudy has Hunter's laptop, and Rudy opens it up. And he finds a treasure trove of information, of proof. Proof that the Bidens are all secretly rich and have lots of money, all of it from China, and they just pretend to live like poor millionaires. It's all there in the New York Post.
Everything he said was not true.
Not true. Not true. The part, That's no, not true. This part was okay. Very worked out. Very, very Come carefully on. Worked Tell out, you. Joe. So worked out. Which reminds me, Bin Laden's still alive.
We took him out.
Sleepy Joe Biden had SEAL Team 6 killed to cover up that Osama bin Laden is a leggy blonde living in the mountains of Idaho.
No. Senator, can I say something?
I would let you respond, but we're out of time, Mr. Vice President. We had agreed to cap this at 10 minutes, but I know everyone's looking forward to Thursday night for the main event, final debate of the 2020 campaign, just days before Americans go to the polls to choose our next president.
That's insane. You're insane.
Remember to vote, everybody.
That was absolutely awful.